What's up, boys?
What's up?
B-O-I-S.
Those are my boys, Spencer and David. This is 3G One Up. What's going on? What you guys been doing?
I've been trying to level ground in Valheim. Why is that so frustrating?
I'll talk a little bit about that because I got some Valheim stuff to talk to about as well. Before we bore Spencer out of his mind.
That's literally all I've been doing is leveling.
What have you been doing, Spencer?
Basically nothing gaming related, unfortunately, this week. It's been a busy week.
Yeah.
But I did get to play some Magic, and that was about it. I don't think I've played a single other game this week.
Dang.
And I feel bad about it, but sometimes that's the way the news goes.
Yep, that's the way of the road. It's just the way she goes. Well, that sucks. I was kind of hoping to hear a little bit more about some VR, but I'm sure you're more hurt about not being able to play with your new toy than I'm hurt about not being able to hear about it.
Yeah, I really wanted to fire it up and get deep dive into it, but unfortunately not.
Yep, real life does stuff to stop that.
Did we talk about the cable? I got the cable. Was that last week we talked about that, or did I get that after we recorded?
Yeah, you said that last week.
Oh, well, I have it still. It still exists. It's plugged into my computer.
Cool.
I used it a couple of times to do Google Earth VR, and that's it so far.
All right, cool. Well, you can sit back and turn your mic off while David talk about some ball. So yeah, leveling ground. That sucks. Have you tried when you're trying to pull ground up? You got to use the other tool. You got to like bring it up, and then you can level it downwards. And that's where I've really noticed the change. Is like, why can't I get this level? And it's usually because I'm trying to bring Earth too high, and you need to like level it downwards rather than upwards.
I've been watching a couple videos. My big problem is stamina. Like, because like I found a video that's like, don't move, just stay in place and work around in like outward circles until you are out of your own range, and then move a little bit and work around in circles again, because whatever you're leveling is going to level to where you're standing.
Yeah.
So if you're like running around hitting hills as you're leveling, you're going to be making hills. So just don't move, and then just spam the crap out of it. But that's my problem, is too little stamina. Stamina.
Yeah. What are you eating? What kind of foods are you eating?
I'm eating some necks, and I'm eating some boars, and then berries and shit.
Yeah, the blueberries are nice once you get to the dark forest. Those are really good. Mushrooms are good in a pinch.
But yeah, are there better berries? Are blueberries better than raspberries? Do they give you more health?
Blueberries seem to be more health and stam. Yeah, and I've only been able to find those in the dark forest. They're not in the meadows. The raspberries are only in the meadows. I built a big ass house. It like right kind of on the coast and on the border, like the southern border of the dark forest, so I can kind of get around. Hopefully I want to build a big boat, but I spent a lot of time this past week not really progressing in the game other than building, and the building is really cool in this game. Have you fucked around with it much at all?
It feels really good. For I played quite a few survival games, builder games at this point, and this is a really well thought out building system. They did put refine this really well, and I've been looking at the Valheim subreddit and some of those builds on there. Like, they give me the feel bads, man. I built my shitty little shack right next to the circle of stones, you know, where you spawn, and you know, just to have a place to store my shit. Yeah. As soon as I finished, I was like, okay, I'm all right, proud of this. And then I go on there and it's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I built a couple little cabins just to kind of get my feet in. And I've left those standing for the most part. I've taken a couple of pieces off of them to build this big house. And I built it Pretty tall. I don't know. Once you get deep into the building, it's really interesting in this game because I've played a lot of survival builders as well. Ark, DayZ. I don't know. I shouldn't name all of them. There's a fuck ton. But what's really cool about this one is structural and integrity matters. So when you're building a platform on the ground, you have it, it's like a base piece or a foundation piece. And as you go up with that, it loses integrity. And as you go up and out with that, it loses integrity. So you can't just build like a wall continuously up. You need to have supports for that wall. And you can't just build a floor continuously out. You need to have supports for it. So they did it really, really well in that you have to build stuff that works well and looks good, you know, and it ends up working really well together with the materials they give you. I built a really big wooden house and it's got a pretty dope chimney. Like it's two stories. I have all my storage in there and it took me a long time to kind of try and figure out how to support things. Cause it's tricky adding in that next level of like integrity and figuring out how to build stuff like that. So it was pretty cool. I liked building that bigger building and then seeing some of these builds, like you said on Reddit, makes them all more impressive when I know they're structurally sound. You also have to make the flow, the airflow sound as well. You can accidentally fill your house with smoke from your fires and stuff. So you have to build airflow and chimneys and whatnot. So it's a really cool system. I'm liking it a lot.
I've seen some really impressive bridges built too. And, you know, yeah, just talking about that structural integrity, like, you know, these bridges are fairly big and just knowing their limitations, it's very impressive.
Yeah, it's really cool. And you, I mean, it's also useful in a game like this that it's movement and such is important. You have a finite carrying space that doesn't really change. They might add in stuff later in the game. I don't know. It's still early access, but you have only 300 carry at all times, but you can build stuff like carts and whatnot to help you. So building a pathway and bridges and stuff and roads can be pretty important in this game when you're having to move around the entire map all the time. So I really like that it's not just settle in this one area and that's all you ever see is this part of the map. It really makes you explore the entire map to fight all the bosses and gather everything and level up. It's pretty unique survival builder in that way. I really like it.
Something I definitely want to work towards is I saw somebody built you can use the trees in the swamps since they're indestructible and huge. You can build like giant tree houses on them that are can't be knocked down by the monsters and shit there. So this dude just like built stairs up around this tree and it was very interesting. There's a lot of stuff to be exploited in this game and I'm very much digging it.
Yeah, that's cool. I know a couple of other people that are picking it up. It is kind of tough to jump into multiplayer now that I'm like invested in my own world. Like I want to play multiplayer, but it's like, but I want to progress on what I've currently built and the world I'm playing in. So it's tough, but we'll see. And we need to jump into it, just like make a world that is unique to just us and fuck around in there.
Yeah, we need to have our like three guys world so that we can invite everybody in to build on that world.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I'll post a picture of my big house that I've built in our Discord as well. Because I built a cabin in the woods. That's cool. Because when I met my first troll, I had just finished building my cabin in the dark woods, and he came up and clobbered it with a club and broke half of it down and blew up my bed, and I was out of arrows, so he just beat me up and I died and spawned back at the very beginning and had to run and pick up all my shit and fight him off barely, just to rebuild my cabin again. So definitely build walls when you're in the Dark Forest. That's a big thing you need for sure.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I guess that's all we can say about Valheim for now. I'm excited to progress. Have you still only killed Ekthyr?
I killed Ekthyr, and then I did kill my first troll. I got a few of the Sirtling cores, and then I got my ass kicked by a bunch of fucking skeletons, so I lost those.
Oh yeah, those dungeons are pretty cool. I've now got like bronze and stuff. I'm making bronze shit. Like once you start doing more dungeons, that those cores are what you use to build like your forge and shit like that.
I'm trying out smelting now. I threw a couple of copper into the smelter and nothing came out.
You need copper in one side and coal in the other to power it.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's how smelters work. But yeah, nothing came out. I don't know what happened. Is it a 1-to-1 ratio? You put one coal, one copper in, and then it smelts it into a bar like other games?
No, there's a slot. There's like 10 slots for the copper ore, and then there's 20 slots for the coal, and it burns coal pretty quick. I don't even know if it'll get through all 10 ingots with just the 20 coal. You got to keep feeding it coal.
Because I threw it in there and then like went off to do some hunting, and I came back and it was like black and cold, and it's like, what? Where?
Huh?
Where's my
shit?
Should
have just dumped like right out of the front of it. That's what happened with mine.
I got robbed.
The game Maybe robbed so.
Me. Spencer, when are you getting Valheim? Get on it.
Nah. That's all I got to say. I don't know.
That's it.
I don't know what to say about it. One of you should stream it so I can watch and see how stupid it is.
All right. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, we need to make a world together, David, and stream us having fun together and not even invite Spencer to it. Even if he gets the game, he can't even play in the world with us.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you. I'm in now.
we're gonna build a No Spencer clubhouse. There's even signs. I'm gonna make a note like No Spencer's allowed.
That's gonna be really cool.
You think that's my first experience with a No Spencer's allowed clubhouse? You fool. I am seasoned at that.
No, I am under no impressions. I know that this will be over a dozen concurrently running No Spencer's Allowed clubhouses.
Oh, at least a dozen. Those are rookie numbers. You got to pump those numbers up.
Oh, haven't made it to the plains yet. I think that's the only. Like I haven't made it to the plains or the swamp yet, so
yeah,
still a little bit more exploring to do.
I've kind of stopped exploring just to start building. I needed storage, like mainly I wanted to build a bunch of storage just to put a ton of food and coal and wood and metal together and just start stockpiling because I'm a fucking hoarder when it comes to survival games. So I've got a massive storage area.
I've got a couple hundred gold already.
I've got a
bunch of. And what do you do with that stuff? Like,
I think you can find like vendors and stuff in the forest. I know there's like some. I think there's some vendors that are like specific to areas. So there's like a Dark Forest vendor. That's kind of what I've loosely read. I don't really know. I've never actually seen one, but. As I explore outward, I'll let you know. I've killed a bunch of trolls. I'm rocking all troll gear now, the sneaky gear.
Mm.
I've got 4 pieces of troll gear.
I'll have to catch up. I've only got one so far.
It's pretty cool. I like the cape and the hood. It looks good.
It's thick ass cheeks clapping around the forest.
Yep. I'm excited for the bronze stuff too, but yeah, I'll keep you guys updated as I progress, and hopefully we can even find some time to just throw down together. Maybe this Sunday we'll set aside some. Oh no, you work on fucking Sunday. I don't know. We'll find a day that works.
Fucking Sundays.
Well, that's it. You got a Magic moment? You've been playing Magic, or you just been Val Heyman?
I played a little bit of Magic. I played a draft today, and I drafted an all right blue black like kind of Fortelli deck. I got the Allrend, the Odin card, and then the Egon card. I had a, it was all right. I got masked in a run, a couple wins and three losses.
Robot.
Beep boop, beep bop. Beep, boop. Your camera's not even on, and you're still a robot.
Yeah. But no, there is some Magic Info time-shifted cards. We're getting classic border time spiral-esque cards with cards from all over Magic. I mean, there's new cards, old cards, all with the classic color borders.
Yeah, this new time spiral remastered set looks pretty awesome.
You get the black border cards with the boils in there and red with the cracked rock.
That's cool. You got a link to throw up in the Discord? I haven't seen these yet.
I can do that real quick.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be right now. I'm just saying I want to check these out too. When is that coming out? Or is it already out?
March 19th, I think.
Okay.
I don't think it's coming to Arena, but I think it's paper product only. I've been thinking about pre-ordering a box to have for when the eventual time where we can actually get together and draft.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be a fun one to draft. That'd be a really fun one to draft.
Yeah.
Very much want some of these cards. They're very nostalgic. Again, Relentless Rats. Did you remember...
these are cool as fuck.
There's good stuff in here for sure. Relentless Rats is a nasty card.
Yeah, if you want to check these out, David just put them up in our Discord. Man, these are cool. This is gonna be really. I might want to buy a box of this. Fuck.
Yeah, every pack will have one time shifted card.
Damn, that's fucking cool.
Reprinted Damnation too. Mm-hmm. There's really good stuff all through this.
Yeah,
whole
the reprints set. Like the
Definitely a good idea with buying a box or three.
Yeah, right.
I'm worried, man. Like all the recent sets have been, the printing quality is crap, and all the cards like warp immediately.
Yeah, I saw that you posted.
I'm looking over to my left here, and I'm seeing cards that are super warped that were just opened from a pack, placed on a shelf, and have not been touched in a few months. And they're we're just not in like half climate. Moons. Like, yeah, we're in a dry ass area.
I mean, so did it take them a minute to warp? Is that because I've got Mystic just bought me some cards, and I've got about a deck and a quarter stack here. Flat. They're not doing too bad. These are new Kaldheim cards.
The ones that I've had they take a little while to warp, but I've heard some stories of people opening packs and they're already warped out of the pack.
Yeah. Well, I have seen those pictures.
And like I said, I saw the picture of the card that I don't know if that was in our other group chat. You might want to post that in the Discord too, just because it's just interesting to see just how much that card is warped. It's unplayable.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, exactly. It would have to be triple sleeved to be brought back to flat to make it playable in a deck.
Seriously.
That sucks. It's crazy. Just to get what if you get like a good solid card that's just literally unplayable?
Right. That sucks. And foils are like the worst. Foils are way worse than just regular cards. Those ones will take, half a day to start warping.
Yeah, that sucks. They need to figure that shit out. It's been a long time too, right?
It's been going on since
quite a few
2 years at least.
Yeah.
I know our friend AJ said Dominaria's when he started noticing it.
Yeah. And he would know he has a lot of cards. And he takes good care of his cards, as I know you do as well. It's not like they're just
kind of right. I'm not like, my dog's not trampling them or something.
Yeah.
Like I said, they're just sitting on a shelf, that's all. Oh, well. we'll see what happens. That's my only hesitation to get a box of Time Spiral Remastered.
Wasn't there something else that you posted a few days ago for a magic moment? Something, Spencer? What was it?
The Unbound Realm.
Universes Beyond?
Unbound
Realm. Oh, Universes Beyond, yeah.
Universes Beyond. What was I thinking? Unbound Realms. What was that?
I don't know what that was.
I don't know what that was. I was thinking UB, and then my brain auto-filled.
Yeah, they announced that they're bringing the Magic game system to already established like fantasy and sci-fi properties. And they'll do it under this Magic Universes Beyond banner. So they've announced the first two crossovers. The first one is going to be Commander decks based around Warhammer 40K. And they announced some sort of product line based around Lord of the Rings, but they haven't gotten more specific about that one yet. Could be a set, could be Commander decks, could be anything like that. And
that
these
would be
cards
cool
are going
to see a set from Lord of the Rings. That'd be fucking cool.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of ambivalent towards it. I don't really care. But some people are way up in arms about this crossover into other IPs.
I was talking about it with a coworker, and the conclusion that I think I kind of came to was I think Wizards, I don't have a problem with it because the premise of the game is multiverse theory. And so bringing in even already established other outside IPs doesn't not make sense in that context, you know? I think where Wizards might really misstep is if they tried to make Planeswalker cards based on these other IPs, because Planeswalkers are a pretty Magic-centric sort of idea, and I think crossing IPs is gonna really start to
where do you make it a Planeswalker versus making it a legendary creature?
Yeah, I mean, because like you make Gandalf a Planeswalker, and like all of a sudden Gandalf can leave Middle Earth, and that doesn't that doesn't make sense. And
Gandalf did leave Middle Earth, but okay.
Yeah, but like
he kind of literally is a Planeswalker.
Shut up.
Gandalf was the worst example you could have picked.
Okay, fine. He left Middle Earth in a different way, and you know what I mean, you jackasses.
You don't, because that means you clearly don't understand the mythology behind Gandalf.
Where did he go?
He was one of the what was the name of the thing?
No, where did he go?
I don't know, the other place. But that's not what I'm saying. He's a Maiar. Okay. The primordial spirits.
Yeah.
That came from a different, completely different world. I'm trying to look up because I'm not as versed in it as I probably should be. But now I'm going to fucking school you because I found the LOTR wiki.
So what do you want to know? Like specifically so I can type it in.
Exactly.
But okay, do you fucking catch my point, you stupid asshole? I still disagree. That Gandalf is in any
so
way
angry, he turns into a robot.
No, this is similar to Elspeth going to fucking Theros Underworld. He didn't leave the plane, he switched levels on the planes. He like switched dimensions on the plane. Shut up, it makes sense in my head. No, they need to not make other IPs magic. Like, make them magic cards, but don't make them magic, if that makes sense.
So you want a new card type that's not Planeswalker, just so that your flavor isn't offended?
No, why not leave them legendary creatures? Who cares?
Because then you have entire sets with no Planeswalkers, which is like their most popular card
who
type.
Who cares? Oh, well.
All because you want your flavor to be intact, even though...
No, it's not
right
about...
Right now,
it's not,
15 squirrels... can block
it is not
you know
not
an Eldrazi and kill it.
It's not about,
what's it about
flavor. It's about
what's it about?
About
it is about flavor. That's what you're complaining
it's
about.
It's about muddying the lines between the IPs. It's not it's not at all about flavor, you
the
asshole.
The IPs are
if
the
you
flavor.
Put your head out of your ass and listen to me.
the IPs are the flavor. You've got the game system, and then you've got the flavor. That's the only two elements of this, of Magic. So if it's not the rules text, then you're complaining about the flavor.
You're ugly.
That has nothing to do with this.
I've got to imagine that whoever is in control of, like, say, Lord of the Rings or, you know, 40K, they're not just like, oh, hey, Wizards, here's free reign over our IP and do whatever the fuck you want with it. I'm sure there's going to be some collaboration back and forth of what they are and aren't allowed to do. So I think if we see Planeswalkers and such, it's not going to be something that, that Wizards was, like, out of line in doing with that IP, you know?
Gandalf better be a Planeswalker. That's all I care about now.
And the Balrog, and I mean, they literally shifted planes.
I hope Gandalf doesn't get a card. I hope he's like a token creature that you can
create a creature token named Gandalf.
Honestly,
Gandalf is going to be a two-sided creature, and one's going to be Gandalf the Gray, and then it's going to flip into Gandalf the White when it dies.
That makes a lot of sense.
I call that now.
Is Mithrandir going to be obvious. A completely separate card, and it's just like a weird old dude?
Nah, Mithrandir, he is known by many names.
He planeswalked to Sarah's realm. That's why he came back white.
You don't know. You don't know. Tolkien was way ahead of his time. Yeah, I don't know. I think there could be some cool stuff that comes out of it. I think the 40K universe has a fuck ton to offer that they can make some pretty cool commander decks with. I think some of these other IPs that they're teasing, like Lord of the Rings, are really deep in their lore that you could certainly pull off an entire set if you wanted to. And I think it'd be cool, if nothing else. I don't know, like,
what other IPs would you like most like to see brought in?
Ooh,
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like a really big universe that would be really cool.
I mean, I'd see Star Wars stuff around me, but I'm not sure. I don't know that I would be the most excited for Star Wars. I'm trying to think, like, what would be.
I get that, but we're definitely going to get a Star Wars one just because of Hasbro's relationship with Star Wars.
Almost definitely. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, what would you be most excited for? What would you wet the bed for?
Marvel.
Marvel?
Yeah. I don't know if I'd wet the bed for that, but.
I think it'd be cool.
That was the question, Spencer.
Well, I don't know. I can't think of anything. I'm in my mid-30s. I don't like anything anymore.
Oh, okay. shit. StarCraft.
Yeah, that could be cool.
Sure, sure.
But it would never happen because they've got Hearthstone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Let's all go through our Steam libraries and name video games.
I'm trying to think, like I said, of something with a broad enough universe that would provide them with enough content to make like even a commander deck out of.
Yeah,
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. It like the universe theme they've got in common.
Ninja Turtles.
That might be cool. Ninja Turtles might be pretty cool.
I like your He-Man idea. That's a good one.
Disney princesses.
Nice.
Well, you just, I'm looking at that cardboard crack comic right now, so.
What comic?
Lincoln. Okay. Yeah. It was going around again with the Universe Beyond announcement. It's from a few years ago.
You're a robot. I didn't catch that last bit.
Here we go. Share. I found the share button.
Well, yeah, I mean, that, like I said, that could be cool. I know a lot of Magic purists are going to be kind of upset about some of these shared IPs, but, you know, at this point, with a game this big, you're going to upset a shit ton of people no matter what you do. So, I mean...
Yeah, it's fair.
I think it can be cool, and maybe some really cool cards and really cool sets will come out of it. So, yeah. That's neat. So that's it. Yeah. Magic moment done.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Moment.
Magic is over.
The moment has passed.
No more magic.
I feel completely dismagicked.
Yeah.
Disillusioned. I was going to say disillusioned, but it didn't quite land. I don't know. Anyway, let's go.
Where are we going?
Away from this awkward moment.
I was just letting it hang to make David feel a little more awkward. So news. We got some news.
What you got for the news? More PlayStation games are going to PC, starting with Days Gone.
Oh.
Did you guys ever play Days Gone or hear about Days Gone?
I haven't.
Days Gone, yes. Yeah. Sorry, I was reading that comic. What did you say about Days Gone?
Coming to PC, along with some other PlayStation exclusives. That's the first one that they've announced so far, but they're going the Microsoft route and putting all their exclusives on PC eventually. But Days Gone is the first one.
They were really talking about doing that with the past conferences of in 2020 and at the start of 2021. They were really talking about putting a lot of their library on PC, which I think is super smart. And PC gamers are really coming out on top with all of this. They got all the Xbox games. They got all the PlayStation games. It's pretty sick seeing all this stuff come out.
Yeah, for sure.
I was just going to say PC gamers winning.
Yeah, big time.
What else here? New Game Pass games coming in March. Some pretty big ones from EA. We've got Madden 21, NHL 21, NBA 2K21, and Star Wars Squadrons are all coming to Game Pass.
Nice. That's big games.
Yeah, for sure.
Those are big, big games.
Big stuff, yeah.
I wasn't sure if they were going to put stuff like Madden and 2K and NHL I knew EA was coming onto the Game Pass. I just didn't think these types of titles would be showing up because they are such money makers for them.
They've already, I mean, it's towards the end of the season now, so that's true. Know, the football season's over, so Madden 21's now going up. NHL season is, I mean, normally the NHL season would be mostly done. They just started this time around because of COVID, but they're putting the game up, so that's pretty cool. Regular season will end sometime in April. And that's when it goes up, is early April. And then Star Wars Squadrons, that's another good one.
Yeah, that's a fun game. I need to get back on it. I've got this joystick sitting over here gathering dust, but there's been a couple of updates, and I think I would really like to get back into Squadrons. You picked that up, right, too, Spencer?
Yeah, I've got it on console.
Yeah, I think it's cross-platform. We should play.
Yeah, for sure. The Witcher 3 is leaving Game Pass on March 15th, so it's probably too late to get started on that.
Yeah.
Considering how many hours you can pour into that game.
Big fucking game. So if you got streamer hours to dump into it, then get started now.
Yeah, right. And you'll still barely make it out of the prologue. what else? What else? What other news? Epic Games has acquired Mediatonic, the studio behind Fall Guys.
I saw that, and I don't know how to feel about it. I feel good for Mediatonic. I think they're probably ecstatic over that. That's making your nut. That's what you dream of as one of those indie small guy companies. Yeah. I just don't know what it means for Fall Guys. Probably, hopefully not, but probably a lot more paid stuff. So your season passes are no longer going to just be, here you go. It's probably going to be $5 or something like that.
Right. We'll see how that goes.
No, in Epic, they love their micros. So just expect that in the future, I would say.
Yeah, for sure. What else? We got a couple of new Pokemon announcements. So they're doing remakes of Diamond and Pearl coming to the Switch this year.
Was it Shining Diamond and what was it?
Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl.
Okay.
Are you like super stoked for a couple more ports to the Switch?
I mean, these ones are like, you know, how Pokemon does their remakes a few years after, but
yeah.
That one got a squeal out of Mystic when I told her it. There's some anticipation for this one in my house.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
I did hear some Pokemon games get a little bit of anticipation.
Yeah, for sure. There are definitely some purists complaining about it online, but
Do you know if they might have fixed anything with the Pokedex, the living Pokedex issue that a lot of people were complaining about?
I have no idea.
No clue.
Probably not. Yeah.
The other Pokemon game they announced is called Pokemon Legends Arceus, which is a open world Pokemon game that takes place in what looks to be
like feudal, like
a feudal Japan type of setting. Obviously, you know, fictionalized for Pokemon, but it looks really cool. It's like open world. It looks like Breath of the Wild almost, like the art style. You know, you're not limited to like the linear map of most Pokemon games.
There's a whole lot of and it's still in development, so hopefully they up the game on it, but there's a whole lot of like comparison shots with games like Breath of the Wild, which it would be kind of competing with. You know, that's exactly the type of open world game that I think they're going for, and the graphics do look to be really stepped down, so hopefully we're not getting Shield and Sword. They were lackluster in what people were expecting out of the world.
Right.
And I'm really hoping it's not a repeat of that where they kind of skimp out on us, because Breath of the Wild is gorgeous. And if they could come up with something like that, that would be fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
And what I've seen so far is not quite there.
Right on.
But it's still developing. So that's excited to see. And it's not a port. So cool.
MLB The Show finally got a trailer for MLB The Show 21. There's definitely some next-gen exclusive features in the game, like 4K 60 FPS, and a stadium creator.
Cool.
Which should be pretty sweet. I'm looking forward to that. And that's it, I think. No other news, really.
That's all the news. News is
that's done. All the news. That's the way the news goes.
It's all the news. Sprinkles.
Sprinkles.
All right. I think that's the show then. Yeah, we good?
Yeah, good. I'm done. You guys.
Good. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Check out our website, 3guys1up.com. We've got our Patreon up on there as well. So if you want to support us further, go ahead and become a patron. That would be pretty cool. Check out our Twitter. Or each of our individual Twitters, I should say. We got a Facebook. Go check that out. Give us a like. Join our Discord if you want to keep talking to us. You know, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a little feedback on what you'd like to hear about in the gaming world. If we're not talking about a game you want to hear about, let us know. We'll check it out. Or maybe not. So, whatever. we also have another show that is pretty dang cool. It's called Weekend Watch, part of the 3guys1up podcast network. You can find that on our website or Spotify, Google, all those other things. So yeah, that's cool. Anyway, we'll catch you guys next week. Have a good one. Adios.
Bye, Uncle.